Tonight, joined by Italian businessman and football fanatic Gianni Paladini, who wants to buy Birmingham City Football Club from BIHL. He's been the centre of much speculation on social media over the last month or so that he was close to getting the club. However, he's not said one way or the other if he is or isn't, while Peter Pan, who's speaking on behalf of BIHL, has made it clear that he has had no bids and he's not speaking to or in negotiation with anyone, although he did say there was one inquiry that had gone away. The only thing happening about the sale of the club is, according to Peter Pan, that Carson Young is speaking with an Asian company about the possibility of buying 30% of BIHL in order for Mr. Young to retain his Hong Kong listing. Blues fans have been understandably confused and worried, especially with the club desperately short of cash. So much so that the club have sold most of their playing assets. Peter Pan has made no secret it's for sale. So tonight, hopefully, some light will be shed on the situation, certainly from the Gianni Paladini perspective. He's the former chairman of Queen's Park Rangers. And if you'd like to join in with us and ask Gianni a question about his desire to take over Blues, then call 0330 660 999. You can text 87867, put Ross, your name and your comments. Facebook, search for The Goal Zone with Tom Ross, leave your comments there. Twitter, tweet me at The Goal Zone. Gianni, welcome. It's a long time since we sat face-to-face chatting.
Yeah.
Firstly, just before we go anywhere else, is it, just to try and get my mind right, is it still your overwhelming desire to run Birmingham City, to own Birmingham City?
Yeah, you know, it's been all the way along like this. As you know, I tried to buy. I was approached 15 months ago. The first time it was August last time, which we had the chat. I was in Italy, and then a lot of things went wrong on the press, and I decided to stay quiet and say nothing. But in the meantime, before the game of Bolton, I believe that we done the deal. We were asking for a proof of fund, which we did. We sent it, my lawyer sent it to his lawyer.
What does that mean, proof of fund?
Proof of fund means that you must have money to do the deal.
Do you have to put that in an account?
No, you go to another, the bank.
You put money in.
You go to have a proper bank letter of credit.
Got you.
To be able to prove that you got fund. So we done that, and I could have, you know, I didn't change the offer. The offer was the same 15 months ago. When after 15 months, you know that the club sold the best player, but that didn't change one nothing. In fact, we put some extra in case we get promoted, because I really want to take the club. And my people, the people with me, they want to do, they believe, they trust me and they back me like they did before. So I'm very shocked to hear that somebody called me from Hong Kong and say that Carson Young say that he wants to sell the club to me. And I hear a story that Peter Pan said he would never sell the club to me. I've done everything they asked me to do. I've approved fund. I was put to the letter on the 1st of October. You know, I believe that Peter Pan left before the game of Bolton. And I believe that was the reason why he left, to tell Carson Young to my deal. My deal was a good one. It hasn't changed nothing. We put £4 million extra on top of the deal. Is there? I didn't have one reply. I was very disappointed that I've been treated really bad. Really, you know, I'm not very unprofessional. I'm not trying to tell people how to run their own business.
So if they don't want to buy, why haven't they told you they don't want to buy it?
They didn't tell me. They didn't tell my lawyer. My lawyer still, we're still waiting. I don't mind if they come back to me tomorrow and they say, look, the club, we can do the deal the way we agree, the way I send the letter to his lawyer. His lawyer's got, you know, I mean, the lawyers here in Birmingham, they got the letter, they got the offer, they got everything. Why they don't come back after 10 days? Now, today, even more than 10 days. At least to say, sorry, Mr. Paladino, we're not bad. We don't want to sell the club to you.
Go away.
Go away. I go away. I've been 15 months. It costs money. I got massive bill lawyers. I've been traveling all over the place to do this deal. I keep very quiet. I think that for my sake, for myself, for my family, because my family, they all live here in Solihull. And my son is a big Birmingham supporter, my grandchildren. I needed to say something, otherwise people think I've been telling them a lot of rubbish, you know.
I've been under the impression for some time that a deal had been agreed.
Yes, well, you know.
Because was there a deal agreed before?
We signed some, obviously there is confidentiality, yes. But I got proof signed by me and Peter Pano that the deal was, you know, we came to an agreement, but forget about all that. The most important thing is this.
Is now.
Now. Yeah. Because of the club now, the way they are.
Okay.
I've been watching 4 or 5 games. I'm lucky to say that I've watched them winning 4-0, 4-1.
Yeah.
So I think that we have a potential to build a good team before it's too late. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I wanted the club to do well, especially for the fans. Because at the end of the day, I believe that the fans deserve more, and I feel sorry for them.
So, if that, just looking at this whole thing, and you, I can see you're disappointed, are you still determined? Are you still determined to get the club? Yeah, do you still want to take over the club?
Yeah, but how long you can wait for? I've been waiting 15 months. You know, I spoke to you 15 months ago, the first
Absolutely.
Time, August. Was,
yeah.
August last year. And then I was accused by Peter Pan and all this lot of nonsense. So I decided to stay quiet and say nothing. Now I made my offer. We show proof of fun. I told that the offer was being accepted. No one replied for 15 days. Not even to say, thank you, Mr. Paladini. We sell to somebody else. Now, that's not the way to run a business, I think. You know, in my view.
Absolutely. I'm sure that, before I spoke to you, I'd already emailed Peter Panu and said, listen, I understand that a deal has been agreed. I know one or two things from various quarters. Would you sit down and discuss with me? This was after his statement saying that he'd not had any negotiations. And I've not heard back. I mean, but if he wants to come in and explain,
yeah, why not?
Then I'm quite happy for him to come here, and rightly so. Everybody deserves a right to reply, and explain why he didn't reply. Why do you think this has gone on so long?
Very much. Actually, I feel a bit embarrassed to be on my own, because it would have been nice to have Peter Pan in front of me here, both in the same
You'd have preferred that, would you?
Of course, because then we both can see our own things. I understand that Peter Pan is not the owner of the club. I understand he's got no share in the club. But obviously, Carson Young cannot be here for various reasons. But I don't think in a way it's fair that I'm here on my own. When really, it'd be nice for him to be here, or just come in on the phone, a call from Hong Kong or whatever.
Well, the one thing I know about this business is that this is on the internet anyway, at thegoalzone.co.uk. So I'm certain that the people at the club would have told him and that he'll be listening. So, I mean, 033-066-00999 or text Peter, and if you want to reply, Gianni would love to hear from you.
I text him. I try to call him on the phone. I text him many times. No one's replied to me. So what can I do more than that?
Why do you think this is?
But, Tom, how can you buy something that you really want and the other people don't want to give it to you?
Oh, you can't buy anything until somebody wants
like
to sell it.
It's like fell in love with a beautiful woman and she don't want to know. What do you do? You kill yourself? You move on. I mean, for me, Birmingham I want to finish here, my career, my life, whatever, because I live here in Birmingham. I started in Birmingham when I came here 23 years of age. I'd done everything. And for me, it was fantastic, beautiful to be able to finish and to do in style. You know, I had my people that they backed me. We could have done a fantastic job for Blues. You know, and take them and compete at a high level with club like Villa.
Would you have provided money for new players?
Of course. Of course. I always say that to, you know, I mean, I don't want to put the manager in trouble because obviously his loyalty is with Peter Pan and Carson Young. But I had, I've been in football a long, long time. I know everybody in football. So I would say that the manager, to be fair to the manager, he has had no help whatsoever. He had to do all on his own.
Say he had his best players sold.
Yeah, of course. That's another thing. I could have said to them, by the way, the deal we agreed last year is not valid any longer because you sold the best player. I didn't say that. Nothing of that. I stick to what we agreed. Like I say, we increase by staying the Premier for another £4 million.
So if this could be resurrected and they come back, you would still want it?
But it's got to be done pretty quickly. Because now people know about my position now. You know, yes. I want to get Birmingham because Birmingham is my heart. It's Birmingham where I, you know, so many things, stories we got Birmingham from Terry Cooper and the previous owners.
All over Italy,
all
the
over Italy, Anglo-Italian.
Yeah.
I'm Birmingham boy, you know, I've been living here all my life. My everybody's from Birmingham. I've been in London 14 years, and I've done a tremendous job for them, where nobody won't touch them. I think Birmingham has got 10 times better potential than the QPR, you know, so
what,
shame.
What were your plans have been for Birmingham City?
No, my plans was, first of all, to get to help the manager to bring two or three, depend how many, you know, you can only have so many loan players.
Three ones.
So, no, but I already got so many loan players, so maybe you have two, I don't know. then help him to what he wants. Try to get improve the team. I think the team, the game are so, maybe I've been lucky, so they score 8 goals, and, you know, they play great football. So I think with the help, to help him until January, and then invest some money in January to bring some quality player, good player, for the future as well, you know? And then try to get through this season and try to stay over and we have an outside chance to play off, which had been fantastic. And then next season compete with all the other club in the division to get promoted. Because
so
that's the aim.
You've got the plan. I can see. You've worked out exactly how you want to do it.
I work around, I'm surrounded by people, a lot of people I know in Birmingham, a friend of mine, many, 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 and I was going to be surrounded, I was going to build a nice people around me, including, you know, people that I know you a long time as well, to help and to work together as a family, bringing the fans back in, because, you know, I can see that the fans going away. But I think that's not the problem. That's no problem, because you can get them back. If you work hard, you do a decent team.
What are your backers thinking at this moment?
Not very happy. I look completely full because, you know, they keep and say to me, why do this? Why torment yourself for this? You know, why? Obviously, they know but Birmingham is a big city. It's the second city in England. The potential is immense. You know, I've even had many meetings with the local people to try to build a new stand. I don't want to move from St. Andrew. I think it'd be foolish to move from St. Andrew, where you got already the three-part nice. And we can build the other stand, make a luxury, beautiful stand, and our railway coming through. Many projects I've done, you know, this because I believe that I had a very good chance of taking the club. Now all this, obviously, if they don't want to sell the club to me, it must be a reason. Maybe my face doesn't suit the Chinese people.
But have you met Peter Panu?
Never. I tried to meet the Panu.
So what I'm saying is, how can people not like you?
I don't understand.
If you've never met, that's what I'm coming from. I'm not saying they don't like you, because I don't know.
No, I never spoke with him. No. I tried to contact him many times. You know, I went to Hong Kong to speak with him. I confided him. And I went to Hong Kong, you know, to try to speak. I spent a lot, you know, I couldn't, you know, eventually I come back because, you know, I couldn't do anything. But like you say, how can you not like somebody who tried to... I've done everything they asked me to do. I didn't budge 1 inch.
So all the time, these contracts that you've been drawing up or whatever, they've not changed one iota, only to improve.
Only to improve. The last contract we did on the 1st of October, the 2nd of October, was that we improved by £4 million. £5 million going up in the Premier, £4 million is staying retained, you know. So what's another? And I believe we're going to do it.
Why? I mean, obviously you told me about your history. You have a love of football, and you've had a taste of it, haven't you, at Queen's Park Rangers?
Yeah, many years, yes.
You've had a taste of it
under
at Queen's Park Rangers.
Difficult circumstance, you know. I've been under, you know, but anyway, that was a good...
grounding, was it?
It was nice to do what I did, and I'm very proud of what we did. I got the club in a very difficult circumstance. You know, at the time it was League Two. We got promoted to Championship and then the Premiership. With my partners, you know, and we did that in a very short time. The plan was 4 years, we did in 2 years. So it's not difficult if you know what you do in football. You know, there is a lot of people coming to football with egomania. Look how many clubs they bought from players, people that they believe in just themselves, and they squander money, throw money away. You don't need to spend under £20 million. Look what's happened to QPR. I'm not say that because I left, but, you know, they spend under £20 million and they go relegated.
The club doesn't have a bank overdraft.
No.
Right? And that has been well documented.
Yeah.
And what's worrying that lot of the Blues fans, and by the way, it's 033-066-00999 if you want to join in and talk to Gianni. What worries them is how long can they continue? You wouldn't know because you're not involved in it. Have you had a chance to look at the finances?
Yeah, no. The club is in a sound, I promise you, the club is in sound. At the moment, the club is in sound position. Very good, because obviously they are...
Well-run as a day-to-day, well as a run football club.
The people there, they're doing a fantastic job. You know, so I don't... You know, I think that the club is well-run. But, you know, depend on what you want to do. You want to take the club forward, you want to settle everybody and say, look, relax, we are going to do this. That, at the moment, it's a bit, I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to create a problem,
no,
you know, for the owners. It's not fair to me to put
them
under
pressure. Because
they are the owner, you can't do nothing about it.
But if, you know, you are, we'll talk after this, because I want to talk to you about if the club, because if the club does have a financial problem, and you know, there has been a lot of speculation about how far, and Peter Pan, who actually mentioned it at one time to myself, you know, that there is that spectre in the background of administration because you have to keep cutting costs, and when you've got no more players to go, so there is that. Then it becomes a massive problem because then you lose points, you may or may not get relegated, and then does that put you off?
No. Well, I don't think for 1 minute they'd be so irresponsible. If you go into administration, you won't know overnight. You will know much, much early. When I was at QPR, I was in, had a problem. That's why I got Flavio Briatore and Bernie Eccleston to come and help me. And because you don't, these things don't happen overnight. You know exactly what kind of money is coming in every month and what kind of money you have to put.
And with no overdraft, you know exactly when it's going to run out.
Exactly. So I think if the owner of a football club allowed the club to go into administration, that's, you know, it's a very bad thing. I don't think anybody with an intelligent person will do that.
It's the Goal Zone's Extra Time, a special programme tonight with Gianni Paladini, the man who's desperate to buy Birmingham City. Gianni, just let's run through some of these texts and Facebooks and tweets. Reese has said, question for you, Gianni. And it says, if you were to take over, what would your plan be? But I think you've almost covered that, haven't you,
yeah,
with the manager you look after.
Improve.
The ground.
Help the manager to strengthen the team and be with him, you know, because at the moment he's on his own.
They've had a taste of Premier League. Would that be a massive part
That's the only thing. You go to aim it to the big stage, you know, and the big stage is the Premiership.
Jack says, want this over with now. Let's hope something happens. Matthew says, I wish Gianni all the luck in buying us. We really need him. Jasper says, would love Gianni Paladini to buy BCFC. The current owners are dragging their heels. So they, I'm not saying the next bit because it's libelous. Anthony says, the sooner Carson Young sells up, the better. Tendencies show that people have had enough. Get Gianni Paladini and co. in as soon as possible and get back to where we belong. Liam says, we desperately need new owners, so let's hope something can be sorted. Feel sorry for those that work for the club. It must be difficult for them in these circumstances. You touch on that. It is difficult because they are good people.
Very impossible. How can you work with a phantom? You never see the owner.
Craig says, refreshing to hear Gianni speak, but we need actions. Why does PP not want to sell? Might he want to sell if the money does run out? And his advice to you is to be patient and stay patient.
Well, you know, but how long can you... I've been waiting 15 months, you know, and it costs money. You know, the lawyer that they don't do for nothing, traveling up and down. You know, I needed to do something for my own sake. You know, I love football, but I want to do it with Birmingham. I mean, I'm prepared to go over and meet Carson Young anywhere he wants me to meet him.
Would you fly to Hong Kong and meet him?
Of course, I go tomorrow, meet the panel or Carson Young or anyone who's got the power to say, this is the deal, we agree, let's do it.
Well, it looks to me that maybe Carson Young's the only man that can say that. That's the way it looks. He looks to be the boss man.
But, you know, I mean, my information from Hong Kong, somebody told me that he'd gone public, say that he won't sell to me.
So I've not heard that.
I don't know, but that's what my information. Listen, I was hoping today that had been a great occasion for me to say, we got the club.
Yeah, to
let's
come in and say,
on.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm here.
Don't we all? Craig says, Philip says, interesting this. Philip says, would you be prepared to go to Hong Kong to finalise a deal? It's clear to... that you are passionate about the club and he feels for you.
Yes.
Listen,
the passion is that's what it's all about. If you don't have a passion, I'm not going to a match to have gin and tonic I go there to kick a chair. So when things don't go, it go to show passion. You know, I love, there's nothing best to win 3 points. It's the most beautiful thing that can happen in life.
Paul says, it seems to me that Mr. Panu is the problem. Can you ask Mr. Paladini if he's gone to Hong Kong to deal directly with Carson? If not, why not? Panu doesn't own the club. Speak to the owner.
Well, if I get a call from one of his associates, I've been trying to get all the Carson Young, to be fair. I've been trying, but if I don't get, well, I've been there once and I didn't speak with anybody. I prepare to go there tomorrow, fly over there and do the deal.
Yeah. As I said, I'd not heard anything like that about Carsten Jung saying those things. But one of the things you learn in the modern world is that on social media, sometimes there's a lot of nonsense put there by people who think they know and they don't. So he may not have said it, Johnny.
No.
And he may want to meet you. He may not know too much about you. He may not know what the deal is.
Yeah, well, after today, he will know. Somebody will tell him.
Without a doubt.
If I stay quiet for another 15 months, what did that get me to?
No way.
You know, I'm not here to discredit Peter Pan or Carsten Jung. That's not the issue.
Well, I wouldn't allow that to happen anyway. This is about you.
This is about Birmingham.
Yeah.
You know, to try to solve something for Birmingham.
Frank says, let's hope this puts pressure on the owners. If they take this club into admin, they'll be held to pay. Tom says, tell Mr. Paladini not to give up. We need the takeover.